daily dose. U.S. Treasuries at 3%, while Asian risk assets low across the board and weighed on the sentiment from the recent tranche on tariffs on Chinese goods by the U.S. Japan is closed for holidays today. Oil paired gains from Friday ahead of an OPEC meeting in Algiers. Russian and Saudi Arabian energy ministers met in Moscow at the weekend and both confirming towards a mutual commitment for stability in the energy markets. The U.S. budget deficit widened to $898 billion in the 11 months through August, exceeding the Congressional Budget Office forecast for the first full fiscal year under the Trump presidency. Spending rose by 7% to $3.88 trillion, outpacing revenue gains of 1% to $2.99 trillion. U.S. consumer price index rose less than expected in August as increases in gasoline and rents were offset by declines in healthcare and apparel costs, and underlying inflation pressures also appear to be slowing. The Labor Department said on Thursday its consumer price index increased 0.2% last month after a similar gain in July. In the 12 months through August, the CPI increased 2.7%, slowing from July's 2.9% rise. Within EM, the Central Bank of Turkey raised interest rates by 625 basis to 24%, beating market expectations and defying critics on the independence of policy setting that had sparked investor concerns. The Central Bank of Russia also raised the key rate by 25 basis to 7.50 in a surprising move. The changes in external conditions observed since the previous meetings of CBR have significantly increased pro-inflationary risks. Locally, the UAE will allow foreigners to obtain long-term residency visa after they retire in a major policy shift as the government of the Seven State Federation looks to bolster economic growth. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia closed 2018 external funding requirements with a $2 billion sukuk sale. The primary investor demand for the Sharia-compliant instruments saw order books over $10 billion. The long 10-year maturities were offered at a yield of 4.303% or mid-swaps plus 127 basis. Saudi Electricity Company, 81.2% indirectly government-owned, also preparing for a dual tranche Sukuk offering this week subject to favorable market conditions, while DP World is also expected to release price guidances on their upcoming bond Sukuk transactions, as well as bonds denominated in euro and sterling. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank's new $750 million of perpetual Sukuk was priced at 7.125% and currently trades at a premium to yield at about 6.76% to the next call date, while Al Hilal Bank also successfully priced $500 million of senior unsecured Sukuk at 4.375%. Thank you and have a great day.